Today, Kenyan Rogers Ropp won the Boston Marathon. It took him 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 2 seconds, and he ran the race faster than 17,000 other people. One person not among the contenders this year was commentator Bill Harley.
My friend Bob called me up on Patriots Day last year. "Hey," he said, "do you want to run in the Boston Marathon?" Thousands run in the Boston Marathon, but not many decide to do so the morning of the race. "Aren't you supposed to be able to run a marathon in 2 hours or something to qualify?" "Nah," comforted Bob. "There are thousands of bandit runners. That's what we are. They can't stop us. And Bill, you gotta make it to Wellesley." "Wellesley's 13 miles away," I pointed out. "I know," he said, "but the Wellesley College co-eds stand and scream as you go by. It's unbelievable." "Right," I said. "No way. I'm not that shallow." I didn't hear the race begin. I was a half mile back. We just started running, like a river that had been undammed. Thousands of people, more intelligent than I, stood on the side, screaming and yelling. People passed me at the start, but I passed others. I felt pretty good. I ran a mile, 1.5 miles. "You're doing great," said Bob. And I was. After about 3 miles, though, I began to think I'd had enough. "See if you can make 5, Bob encouraged. "Okay," I said. We ran by a guy carrying a tuba. He was promoting music education. "I'm going to stop and play for the Wellesley women," he announced. "How shallow," I thought. We got to another town. More people cheered. I sped up until I was out of town. I had run 7 miles, farther than I'd ever run before. "I think that's enough," I said. "Try for 10, said Bob, "and think about Wellesley." I noticed that now more people were passing me than I was passing. They had probably trained. A guy trotted by me in a rhinoceros suit. He was running to publicize endangered animals. He had run a marathon in London 2 days before. A lot of people were running for breast cancer research. One guy was running in memory of his father, who used to run the Boston Marathon. I kept drinking the water and juice offered me along the way. All along the way, you could hear runners' feet squashing paper cups. People still cheered me on, but they had been cheering for well over an hour now, and it wasn't quite as fervent as before. At 10 miles, I had had enough. My feet were hurting, my shoes were taking their toll, and I could feel my toenails hemorrhaging. "I gotta quit," I gasped. "Only 3 miles, Bill," Bob encouraged. The guy with the tuba passed me. That was depressing. 11 miles. "I have to stop," I said. "It's incredible," said Bob. "You can hear them screaming 1 mile away. "I don't care about that," I scolded. 12 miles. I was a wreck. I would never be the same. "I can't do any more," I said. "Listen," said Bob. "Listen." The word ululate was designed for this sound, like something out of a film, cartoon, or Lawrence of Arabia, primal. My heartbeat quickened involuntarily, and so did my footsteps. We came over a small rise, and there they were, on both sides of the street, still there, waiting for me. I picked up speed. It helped that it was downhill. "Listen." I blew by the college women, that is, those that were left. I had the feeling that there had been more co-eds there 2 hours before, but hey, some had waited, just for me. It was the fastest I ran all day. Disgusting, shallow, predictable, and true. A half mile later, the wheels came off. I climbed up on the sidewalk. My feet were screaming. A 70-year-old man passed by at the same pace he had started the race. He was running for his grandchildren. Bob waved goodbye and took off. He finished the last 12 miles in half the time. I wonder what was holding him back. I could barely put my foot on the clutch driving home. I crawled up the back steps, opened the door, and hobbled inside. I was useless for weeks, but after my toenails grew back, I was glad I did it because I learned something. 3 things, in fact. 1, you can't run without good shoes. 2, you can't finish if you don't have a good reason to run. And 3, I'm much, much shallower than I ever, ever thought.
Singer, songwriter, storyteller, and sometimes runner Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.